Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. This week, we're going to chat a little bit about a highly anticipated survey that comes out every year from ISU Extension. The 2018 Cash Rental Rates for Iowa survey was released by ISU on Friday, and it showed rental rates for Iowa farmland increasing for the first time since 2013. Now, it is a small increase. Rental rates increased by 1.4%, or about $3, up from $219 in the 2017 survey to $222 per acre across the state in the 2018 survey. Increases in prices were generally shown across the state, but there were some exceptions. The largest decline in price came from the south central region of the state, showing a $6 average drop per acre. Directly north of there in the central region of the state, District 5 showed a $9 jump in rates, so definitely some variation as you move across the state. According to Alejandra Plastina, the assistant professor in economics and the extension economist at ISU who helps to conduct the survey, cash rents seem to be following land values instead of expected farm profitability, and he projects that if current prospects for corn and soybean prices don't improve in the short run, the observed increase in cash rents for 2018 may be short-lived, and he projects further declines in rental rates in the coming years. He also notes that the cumulative drop in rental rates since their peak of $270 per acre in 2013 is only about 17.8%, but over that same period of time, corn and soybean prices received by Iowa farmers declined 52% and 37%, respectively. So, again, those rental rates not necessarily following the commodity trends. Something else to keep in mind, these rental values were estimated by asking people familiar with land rental markets what they thought were typical rates in their county. They are not compiled by collecting actual rental data from individual farmers. Using that method, almost 1,600 responses were received from across the state. Of those, 47% were farm operators, 29% were landowners, 13% were professional farm managers and realtors, 9% were ag lenders, and 2% were other professionals familiar with land market transactions across the region. Here in Cass County, we are in District 7, the Southwest District of Iowa. That district showing a very slight increase from $206 to $207 from the 2017 to the 2018 survey. Here in Cass County, our overall average rental rate was $214 per acre, so slightly higher than our district average. They also break these up by high, medium, and low quality values across Cass County ranging from $180 to $250 in the county. Other information available on the survey, either by district or county, are average rents based on typical corn yield, also typical cash rents for oats, hay, and pasture in dollar per acre. That cash rental survey can be found on the Iowa State University Extension store. You can pick up a copy here at the Cass County Extension office, or you can also find it on the Ag Decision Maker website. If you're looking for additional resources to estimate a fair cash rental rate, you can check out Ag Decision Maker information files on computing a cropland cash rental rate, computing a pasture rental rate, or details of setting up a flexible farm lease arrangement. Also new on the Ag Decision Maker website is a new tool that ISU Extension developed in partnership with the Practical Farmers of Iowa to help crop and livestock farmers assess the economics of cover crops in their operation. The Economics of Cover Crop tool consists of three in-depth budgeting worksheets designed to help farmers analyze the cost and benefits of cover crops, as well as find paths to profitability using this management method in their row crop operations, either with or without the integration of livestock. The cover crops budgeting tool looks at the economics of cover crops in systems without grazing or harvesting. The grazing cover crops budget tool estimates the cost and benefits with grazing or harvesting for feedstuffs. And the grazing cover crops results tool utilizes farmers' farm data to calculate the actual economic value of grazing or harvesting cover crops from the prior year. This unique 3-in-1 tool was developed to help farmers see the potential added value for including cover crops into their operation, especially when used for forage. Recent Practical Farmers of Iowa on-farm research has found that when properly managed, grazing cover crops can result in sizable profits within the first year. These worksheets, again, are available online through the Ag Decision Maker tool or through the Practical Farmers of Iowa website, and were created with funding from the Iowa Department of Ag and Land Stewardship Water Quality Initiative. Again, for more information on all of those tools and information pieces from ISU Extension through the Ag Decision Maker website, check them out online. You can also give us a call here at the Cass County Extension office for more information, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime through our website or Facebook page to learn about upcoming events and activities here in Cass County, or stop by the office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.